This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passed away in Latur today at the age of 91. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled the demise of former Union Minister Shivraj Patil in a social media post. The President said during his long public life, Mr. Patil held several important positions, including those of Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Minister, Governor and a long-standing Member of Parliament. The Prime Minister in a social media post said Mr. Patil was an experienced leader. He was passionate about contributing to the welfare of society. The Lok Sabha today paid tributes to former Lok Sabha Speaker Shivraj Patil. When the House assembled at 11 a.m, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House about the demise of the veteran leader. Mr. Birla said Shivraj Patil served as a member of the House from Maharashtra's Latur parliamentary constituency for 7 consecutive terms. He said Mr. Patil also held key responsibilities in the Union government as Home Minister and served as the Governor of Punjab and Rajasthan. The Lok Sabha Speaker informed that during the tenure of Shivraj Patil, the Outstanding Parliamentarian Award was instituted. Both houses also paid tributes to the martyrs of the 13th December 2001 Parliament attack. Members in both houses observed silence as a mark of respect to the brave security personnel. The death toll in a private bus accident that occurred in Alluri Sitaramaraju district of Andhra Pradesh early this morning has risen to 9. 22 people were injured in the mishap, while a total of 35 passengers and 2 drivers were on board at the time of the accident. The incident occurred when the bus was heading towards Telangana on the Chinturu Maridumilli Ghat Road near Tulasipaka village. Local residents and police came to the rescue and the injured were shifted to Chinturu area hospital. 5 of the passengers who were seriously injured have been shifted to Bhadrachalam government hospital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the bus mishap in Andhra Pradesh. They have also wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. Maharashtra Governor S. Abdul Nazir and Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu have also expressed sorrow over the tragic event. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. President Draupadi Murmu today led others in paying floral tribute to the brave women of Manipur on the observation of 86th Nupi Lal Day 2025 at Imphal. She visited the main venue of the observation, the Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal, to pay homage to the brave women. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, former Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, MLAs, senior government officials and others also paid floral tribute. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Secretary praised the courage shown by Manipuri women in the revolt against the British in 1904 and 1939, known as Nupi Lal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 4-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan. The Prime Minister will meet King of Jordan Abdullah II bin Al Hussein to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan. Both leaders will exchange perspectives on regional issues. The government has said that crop production in the country has increased by 44% during the last 10 years, marking a significant milestone. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said it has been possible due to use of new seed varieties, modern technologies and improved farming practices. News just in, Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. after a protest by DMK MPs on the Kartikeya Deepam issue. India were 287-3 in 37 overs against UAE in the opening match of the Asian Cricket Council Men's Under-19 Asia Cup in Dubai today, a short while ago. Vaibhav Suryavanshi on 99 and Aaron George on 48 were at the crease. And with that, we end this news bulletin.